Compared to recent years, attendance and energy were both way up as Kansas Democrats gathered in Topeka over the weekend to socialize, meet candidates, and raise money.
How about 125? Sold, $100, right up here.
All right.
Party members bid on political memorabilia at an auction for legislative candidates, and they streamed in and out of hospitality rooms, grabbing drinks and chatting with candidates for governor, Congress, and other offices.
Good to see you.
Yeah,
we
did.
You've got lots of people here. Wow.
Everywhere, there were conversations about how this election year could be different for Kansas Democrats, who have struggled to be competitive since former Republican Governor Sam Brownback swept into office on a conservative wave in 2010.
It feels exciting.
Adrian Polanski is a former Kansas Secretary of Agriculture who now farms near Belleville.
It reminds me of kind of back in the 70s time frame there when there was a lot of optimism and we elected John Carlin governor of Kansas, and there was a lot of activism in the Democratic Party, and I feel that excitement has returned.
Carlin, who was governor from 1979 to 1986, says this year's election is the most important in a generation because, he says, if the damage done to schools, universities, and highways by years of budget cuts under Brownback isn't reversed, Kansas may never recover.
This is a big election year. It's very, very important, and I feel pretty good at this point because I see people involved that haven't always been involved. I see young people more engaged and committed to being involved.
Energy from that younger group was evident throughout the weekend, led by members of a Young Democrats chapter that was recently named the best in the country. President Damian Gilbert has worked to bring it back from near extinction, and now he says members are ready to help the party take advantage of what electoral trends suggest could be a banner year.
You have to have a perfect storm to elect a Democrat statewide in Kansas. And this is that perfect storm year.
Frustration with Brownback and President Donald Trump have more independent and Republican voters at least willing to listen to Democrats, says Ethan Corson, the Kansas Party's new executive director.
We had a gubernatorial forum in Colby, Kansas in January, 10 months before the election. We had over 100 people there, and some of them were Republicans who told me that they were frankly sick of the Republican agenda and wanted to hear from our candidates.
That optimism is also evident in the number of candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. Seven of them, including Wichita High School student Jack Bergeson, participated in a forum at the convention, and each had their moments. State Senator Laura Kelly, fresh from an endorsement by former Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, says her experience running children's mental health programs and on legislative budget writing committees make her the best choice.
It has been my lifelong mission to do right by our kids, and I think that's what makes me the right woman for this job at this time.
Former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer says he's shown that he can win tough elections.
Ran for city council and won. Then I ran against a very conservative Republican in the city of Wichita, and I won 2-1.
House Minority Leader Jim Ward says he would best be able to go toe-to-toe with Kris Kobach should the state's conservative and combative Secretary of State win the crowded Republican primary for governor. But it was former state legislator Josh Swaty who most frequently roused the crowd.
When we have the messaging to show people that what's happening at the federal level and what's happened at the state level cannot go on, we can win no matter who else is running in the state of Kansas. And that's what I intend to do. Join our campaign to win back Kansas. Thank you.
Though more hopeful about their chances in the governor's race, Democrats understand that the candidacy of Greg Orman, a well-financed independent with statewide campaign experience, will at the very least reduce those chances. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.